This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour News special recorded on Tuesday, January 9th, 2016. I'm Mark Boulanger.
When trade is in the interest of some corporations and some countries, and it's negotiated in secret, we say this is not good enough. This is a trade agreement that says it's not in the interest of working people.
That is Sharon Burrow, the General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC represents national labor centers at the world level. Ms. Burrow and many other labor leaders are calling for a global campaign against a huge trade deal, which they say only serves the interests of multinational corporations. The agreement, called the Trans-Pacific Partnership, has been accepted by 12 countries, which together make up 40% of the world's economy. The TPP, as it is known, was negotiated in secret and then accepted by the 12 nations on February 3rd. They have 2 years in which to ratify the agreement and have it come into effect for their economies. Labor leaders are calling on unions and civil society groups to lobby their governments to reject the TPP. I asked Ms. Burrow why the ITUC objects to the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
We certainly object to the fact that there is a capacity for companies to sue other governments on the potential for lost earnings. So if in fact a government regulates in the interests of its people, whether it would be a social protection measure or a labour rights measure or a public service guarantee, then companies could decide that that's in fact a potential loss of future revenue for themselves and take a government to court. That is absolutely at odds with democratic sovereignty, and it's not even about governments deciding it's a negative, it's about corporations. We saw that, frankly, already in the context of tobacco companies trying to sue Australia, for example, in regard to brown paper packaging of cigarettes and danger warnings on cigarettes. There's been much speculation about other company cases. This is, you know, an environment where it's really giving corporations power over democratic decisions by governments in the interests of their people. Then, of course, we have the issue of labour rights. The labour rights question, of course, we weren't consulted. The equivalent compliance mechanism doesn't exist for unions. So where you have the exploitative model of supply chains of the major corporations, which we know 50 of the largest companies that we exposed in the ITUC report scandal has an aggregate workforce that's hidden of 94%. 94% of the workers on whom companies rely for their profits are invisible. They're in a hidden workforce and they're exploited in terms of low wages, often no freedom of association and collective bargaining rights, even secure work, and all too often, of course, unsafe work. So when we don't have an equivalent compliance mechanism and you rely on a government to actually take a complaint to another government, and even then there is no description of the way that would be dealt with, no access for us to make a case, then this is an unbelievable attempt to pretend there are labour rights, but of course there is no effective compliance. And then, of course, the regulatory coherence across a whole range of areas. For example, pharmaceuticals, in the interest of the dominant pharmaceutical companies, largely out of the US, they'll be able to extend patents from up to 5 to 15 years, meaning the expense for working people, for governments, will continue to rise, and the protectionism that that affords those pharmaceutical companies against generic medicines which would be cheaper and more accessible for the people is simply about corporate self-interest. So I can give you many other examples, including constraints on public services, depending on what government's given up. But basically, this is a trade agreement that says not in the interest of working people.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.